Week 2, Day 2. Two memorable relations about the Word in the spiritual world. True Christian Religion 209. Wonderful things in regard to the Word arising from its spiritual sense. In the natural world, no wonderful things arise from the Word, because the spiritual sense is not there apparent, and, such as it is in itself, is not inwardly received by man. But in the spiritual world, wonderful things from the Word appear, because all there are spiritual beings, and a spiritual man is affected by spiritual things as a natural man is affected by natural things. The wonderful things arising from the Word in the spiritual world are many, a few of which I will here mention. In the shrines of the temples there, the Word itself shines before the eyes of the angels like a great star, sometimes like a sun, and also from the bright radiance round about it, there are seen, as it were, most beautiful rainbows. This happens as soon as the shrine is opened. That each truth and all truths of the Word shine has been made evident to me by the fact that when any least sentence from it is written out upon paper and is thrown into the air, the very paper shines in the form of which it's been cut. Thus, by means of the Word, spirits can produce a variety of shining forms, also the forms of birds and fishes. Again, what is still more wonderful, when anyone rubs his face, his hands, or the clothing he has on with the open Word, touching them with the writing, the face itself, the hands, and the clothing shine as though they were standing in a star encompassed by its light. This I have very often seen and wondered at it. Thus, it was made clear to me how Moses' face shone when he brought the tables of the covenant down from Mount Sinai. True Christian Religion 162. And a voice then came to them from the southern quarter, saying, "Come hither, and you will see something still more wonderful." And they went and entered a chamber, the walls of which shone like gold. And there they saw on the table the Word where it lay, encircled with precious stones arranged in a heavenly form. And the angel guard said, "When the Word is opened, a light of ineffable brightness shines forth from it, and at the same time there is from the precious stones the appearance of a rainbow above and round about the Word. When an angel from the third heaven comes hither, there appears above and around the Word a rainbow on a red ground. When an angel from the second heaven comes and looks, a rainbow on an azure ground appears. When an angel from the lowest heaven comes and looks, a rainbow on a white ground appears. When any good spirit comes and looks, a variegation of light like a marble appears." That this was so was also showed to them visibly. The angel guard said further, "When anyone who has falsified the Word approaches, at first the splendor is dissipated. Then, if he comes near and fixes his eyes on the Word, there arises an appearance of blood about it, and he is admonished to withdraw because there is danger." But a certain person who in the world had been a leading writer on the doctrine of justification by faith alone came up boldly and said, "When I was in the world, I did not falsify the Word. Together with faith, I exalted charity and taught that a man in that state of faith in which he practices charity and its works is renewed, regenerated, and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Also, that faith does not exist solitary, that is, separated from good works, as there can be no good tree without fruit, no sun without light, no fire without heat. I also rebuked those who said that good works are not necessary, and even obedience to the commandments of the Decalogue is not necessary. I made repentance of great importance, and thus, in wonderful manner, applied everything in the Word to the subject of faith, and yet I made it clear and demonstrated that faith alone is saving." Confident in this assertion that he had not falsified the Word, this man approached the table, and, in spite of the warning of the angel, he touched the Word. And suddenly, out of the Word, there went forth smoke and fire, and there was an explosion and a crash which hurled him into a corner of the room, where he lay like one dead for nearly an hour. The angelic spirits were astonished by this, But they were told that although this leader had exalted more than others the goods of charity as proceeding from faith, yet he had meant nothing more than political social works, which are also called moral and civil, and which were to be done for the sake of the world and worldly prosperity, but by no means for the sake of salvation. Also, that he had assumed some hidden works of the Holy Spirit, of which man knows nothing, but which are generated in the act of faith and in a state of faith. Questions and comments. 1. In True Christian Religion 209, the Lord explains the spiritual cause behind why Moses' face shone when he came down from Sinai. This is a clear example of how the truths revealed in these memorable relations can be confirmed in the Word. 2. Does what happened to the man who touched the Word in True Christian Religion 162 surprise you? 3. What do you think it means to do the goods of charity for the sake of salvation, as it says in the end of True Christian Religion 162?